This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
What's up, nerds? Welcome back to Everyone and Their Mom from Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, now with 100% more marshmallows. Yay! Woo! This week, we're here with someone who I think would run an extremely efficient vitamin pyramid scheme. It's Dulce Sloan. What's up, Dulce?
Hello, friend.
Well, Dulce, exciting. Did you know that there's a hot new way to jump to wild conclusions based on little to no evidence? It's called Spotify stalking. Have you heard of this?
I don't have Spotify, so I don't know how you can look at someone's Spotify if you don't have their electronical devices.
I'll tell you about it, okay?
Why?
So, it was an article in the Wall Street Journal, and they're talking about when you use Spotify to do some light spying, right? Because what people are listening to can tell you a lot about them. Like, if you listen to Adele, you're probably an empath who takes karaoke very seriously. Or if you listen to a lot of Bruce Springsteen, chances are high you're a union man with a complicated relationship with your father. Or your former president, Barack Obama.
So you're using what people are listening to try to figure out how they are doing.
Yeah, what they're up to, you know, and people are discovering that it's super useful for keeping tabs on people of interest, like a crush or an enemy. So, I mean, Spotify must be the most efficient way to spiral out about your ex, right? Like, why are they playing a playlist called Smoosh? Is that his sex playlist? Is that his bug-killing playlist? Why does it have both the radio edit and the movie version of I'll Never Love Again from the 2018 movie A Star Is Born, right? I want answers, Spotify.
I'm too busy for this. Also, playing music doesn't tell you how a person is doing because sometimes people play music opposite to their mood.
Mm-hmm.
So say I'm in a not a great mood, I might be playing really jovial, upbeat, fun music to get me out of this headspace. This seems like some new school type of spying because you've got nothing. This is, it's very much, this seems like a look it up what a crush likes.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's wild conclusions off no data, right? It's like looking through someone's medicine cabinet on a first date.
Right. So like, hey, I like this guy. Let me see what kind of music he likes or what he listens to on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It seems like a more way to like start a relationship than a way to keep tabs after you've ended a relationship.
Counterpoint. Definitely not speaking from personal experience, but what if your ex is playing a song that you used to listen to a lot together, and he's been playing it a lot these days?
You know, either Mrs. Me, the song is good, or he's listening to the song with somebody else.
Oh, gracious.
That's the crux of the moment, because I am not as mature as you, Dulce, and those questions can really drive a woman crazy.
Girl, he's an ex. Also, who broke up with who? Because if he broke up with me, I'm not trying to keep tabs on this man. If he broke up with me and I still like him,
mm-hmm.
I could probably keep tabs. If I broke up with him, I'm blocking his ass.
That is a far healthier mentality than I applaud you. We were talking about playlists. So, I mean, do you have any songs on your playlist that are a little bit embarrassing?
I've got, you know, I could be listening to a lot of gospel music, or I could be listening to Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, maybe once in a while I want to listen to a song from like a Wicked soundtrack.
Yeah.
Or I want to play a little Hall & Oates. I'm not finna be embarrassed about what I put on my playlist. You the one that came looking for me.
Yes. Okay, I know what you're saying, but for me, there's only so many times I can listen to Sutton Foster's rendition of Astonishing from the Little Woman soundtrack before I start getting a little self-conscious.
Why?
Because I'm an insecure person. I don't know. I guess I have growing up to do.
Girl, forget them people. They ain't got nothing to do with you. That's what you like. That's what your music. Also, shut that feature down.
Fair enough.
Girl, nobody got time for that. Mm-mm.
Okay, how about generally, right? You meet someone new, okay? You're talking. Mm. Do you have any like red flags right away?
How they hold a fork.
Oh, say more, please.
Anyone that like holds a fork like with the fist?
Yeah.
shoveling the food into the mouth. Bro, I mean, I'm just like, my lady parts just slammed shut. No, sir. No, sir.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't care about you.
It's always the real little things that they do. Like, a man holding a lunchbox is an instant turnoff. I know a man's got to eat. I get it. But if it's in a lunchbox, a separate bag, I'm just like, hello, little boy. How can I help you? Do you need your mother?
Are we talking about a man who's doing construction and he needs somewhere to hold his sandwich? Or are we talking about a box that had Phineas and Ferb on the front?
Interesting. Thank you for asking that. I say anything. Like, even if it's a simple, like, square container lunchbox, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I see a man holding a separate food container with a handle that's, I know, is a lunchbox, and I'm just like, that is a little boy. That is not a man, you know? Maybe lunch just isn't sexy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. What's the right amount of socializing for you? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can help you figure out your boundaries, how to recharge, and your social sweet spot, so you can build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Try therapy with BetterHelp. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Visit BetterHelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Clearly, we had to talk to a professional about all of this. So we called up our old friend, Pooja Patel.
Okay, well, just to start off, would you introduce yourself to us?
I'm Pooja Patel, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Pitchfork.
You guys get literal pitchforks, right?
Yeah, every single person gets one as soon as they're onboarded to the staff.
Okay, just to start off, Pooja, as the president of music, we need to hear your take. Can you really tell what's going on with people based on what they're currently listening to?
You can tell what's going on with me based on what I'm listening to, at the very least.
Yeah. What have you been listening to today?
Today, I really do not want to say what I've been listening to.
Oh, now you have to say it.
Something that I have been listening to for work. Emphasis on for work.
That sounds like a disclaimer. Yeah.
Is the Måneskin album Rush. Mm-hmm. The Italian pop rock band that won Eurovision and then became a viral success in the United States.
Mm-hmm. You sound and look ashamed. Is it because you don't want to be caught listening to them?
Well, I'm doing it for research. You know, as part of my job, I have to listen to all kinds of music, including things that I'm not fan of. Yeah.
But are you ever afraid of, like, people seeing, like, we're talking about Spotify stalking this week. Like, someone seeing you listen to this on Spotify and not knowing it's for work? Being like, oh, Pooja's listening to Måneskin. That's weird.
No, actually. I challenge people to spy on my listening and then take me to task or ask a question about it.
Ooh. So you welcome Spotify stalking.
I have no understanding of the actual, like, reaches of Spotify stalking, to be honest. I know what it is. It is something that doesn't appeal to me in the slightest.
Like, you don't want to do it?
I don't want to do it. I feel like it is so... Music is, like, a sacred thing. You know the things that you do in the privacy of your home? Your, like, weird habits?
Yeah, the cutting your toenails over the sink. Yeah.
I don't do that, but I'll give it to you, right? You deserve to do that in peace. but yeah, all of these private secret things that people like me might be judgy about, like, you deserve them. You deserve to have them privately and secretly and without explanation. So I'm fascinated by the idea of Spotify stalking, And I'm mm-hmm. fascinated by the idea of being that judgmental that you would want to, you know, sift through someone's playlisting and and comment on uh-huh. on their well-being or their life state. But it is something that I just don't do.
But do you have, is there like any like song or artist that you take a hard stance on? Like if they listen to this one artist, you're like, oh, you're probably not a person I like. Or is it just, are you more open to everything?
I think if you're someone who takes, you know, Linkin Park and Creed seriously, artistically, I don't know if we're going to be able to connect on an intimate level.
Yeah.
Respect to you and your choices, but I don't know if you and I are going to become, you know, intimate soulmate friends.
That is so true. You are surrounded with people with a great taste in music, mm-hmm. right? It's kind of what you guys do for your livings. Do you know anyone with bad taste in music?
So many people. So many people I love and adore have bad taste in music. And some of them know that I feel that way and some of them don't.
You like people know that you're the editor-in-chief of Pitchfork, mm-hmm. right? Like, can you tell when people are playing music trying to impress you with their taste?
100%. It happens all the time. it often happens with men playing, like, you know, tropical music from Brazil, deep cuts, and being like, do you, have you heard of this B-side?
Yeah. Oh!
And often...
That hits physical, dude.
Have you had this experience?
Yeah, sorry, I felt that in my bones. Yeah. But keep going.
Or, you know, talking about the lineage of some guitarist or something, and like, have you heard this deep cut? And mm-hmm. I hate when I feel like I'm in a classroom of people who want my job.
Counterpoint to the Spotify stalking thing, if it can go back, is that for some people, Spotify stalking is not so much to, you know, judge people. It's more of like an unhealthy coping mechanism of seeing where you're like your crushes or your exes listening mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. and a thing like that. Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on that technique?
I saw this article in a women's publication about how to, it was one of those classic throwback articles about like how to snag your crush or something, you know, like how to find out what they really want or like what they really need. And one of them was like figure out what music they listen to and understand why it makes them feel the way that it makes them feel. And you know what? As much as I would like to say that sounds silly, I was that person in college. You know, I was someone who your musical identity kind of informed who you were in the world. And I remember actually one of my first dates in college when I was 17 was this guy taking me to the archival library at school to watch a tape version of a Tom Waits performance that like doesn't exist on YouTube.
Wow. That is a deep cut.
I know. And I was just like, this must be love. You know, this is it.
Oh.
And then Tom Waits mm-hmm. became one of my favorite artists of all time. So as much as I think it is silly, I also really understand with understanding someone's music as a way of understanding who they are, for sure.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns and Foster. To Stearns and Foster, your comfort is their everything. So they've made a mattress that's irresistible inside and out. Every Stearns and Foster mattress is handcrafted. Every stitch, every layer uses the finest materials like indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for the coziness you want with the support you need. Timeless quality for your most comfortable sleep. Stearns and Foster, what comfort should be. More at stearnsandfoster.com.
All right, we can talk about Spotify stalking all we want, but what if we actually got to experience it? Welcome, everyone, to my brain. Oh my gosh, the new Caroline Polachek album just dropped. She's so hot.
She's so cool.
Okay, let's open Spotify. Wait, it is online.
Wait, he's listening to Celine Dion?
Celine Dion?
Celine Dion. Is he playing it as, like, a joke?
I wonder how tall she is.
Did we ever watch Titanic together?
God, that's a bad movie.
The ship will never sink.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Wait, is he watching Titanic with somebody else?
A girl?
Or a guy?
No, wait, he's straight.
I would know.
Oh, God.
I'm hungry.
All right, guess we're going to his profile.
30 public playlists.
Oh, he hasn't deleted the one he made for me.
Interesting.
Oh, shut up.
Wait, he can see me too.
Quick, play something cool.
Hot girl music, hot girl music.
Play the Camp Rock soundtrack.
Camp Rock?
The Disney Channel original movie?
Yes.
No.
Play something cool. Send a message.
Why would I play Camp Rock?
Charlie XCX. Or, what's cool?
Captain's Fantasy.
No, why did I click the...
Oh, this is so lame. He thinks I'm so lame.
Joe.
Well, might as well listen.
Now, this is good music.
Here's the sneakiest part of the podcast, the credits. This show was brought to you by Wait Wait Don't Tell Me. This episode was produced by Haley Fager and Oha Lopez, with help from Lillian King and everyone who ate dinner on Valentine's Day over the sink. We love you, my lonely queens. Our supervising producer is Kelly Wessinger, and our Michael Sarah from Another Dimension is Mike Danforth. Once again, Lorna White, you're the best. Thanks for doing our sound. Thank you to the editor-in-chief of Pitchfork, Pooja Patel, for giving us all permission to listen to the Marley and Me soundtrack all we want.
Didn't know that about you.
You can find her on a different podcast. What? Those exist? The Pitchfork Review. Thank you to my co-host, Wait Wait panelist, Daily Show correspondent, and my own personal Waluigi, Dulce Sloan.
You don't have to do this.
Catch her traveling the country for comedy. Her tour dates are at dulcesloan.com. I'm Emma Choi, and you can find me at Wait Wait NPR and creating an indie musician alter ego with Bi Vibes, so Obama will finally put me on his favorite music list. Come on, Barack, let's do this.
This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
This message comes from Jackson. Let's face it, retirement planning can be confusing. At Jackson, we're working to make retirement clear for everyone, starting with you. Our easy-to-understand resources and user-friendly digital tools help simplify your entire experience. You can have confidence in your retirement with clarity from Jackson. Seek the clarity you deserve at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial Incorporated, Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
Hey, I hear you have a birthday coming up. Yeah, you. If you're listening to this, that means you have a birthday coming up eventually. And here at Life Kit, we want it to be a special one.
Magic can happen and good luck can happen and serendipity can happen if we're open to it.
How to have a good birthday, even if you're not a birthday person. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.